The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
So let's get straight into the interview with Ms. Brown Allen. Good morning to you. How are you? And welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM.
Good morning. I am fine. Thank you for being here. I'm happy to be here. Welcome, Freedom 106.5. Good morning, everybody, Trinidad and Tobago and the wider community. Thank you, Tosca.
So tell me about yourself, because I have little information on you. Where did you go to school, and why writing? Why you decided to become a writer?
Certainly. I attended the Mayaro Composite School as my high school. And in terms of primary school, that would have been Rio Claro Seminary Adventist School as well as Mayaro Government Primary School. Thereafter, I would have done 2 degrees in law and in business. And I'm presently a practicing attorney. My passion for writing started in school. My teachers would tell me that, you know, I had very good creative writing skills. And so it was just a matter of time, I think, before it came to a book.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the topics that you've tackled as a writer?
Oh, many topics, but not published. But in terms of my published book is an inspirational devotional for anyone who is looking to transform their lives mm-hmm. from the mundane to towards being more encouraging, more motivating, more sustaining, more confident, and more cheerful. It has impacted children as well as adults, males as well as females. I'm always happy to hear the testimonials that have come out of my book. It started with me sending WhatsApp messages actually to my contacts. Every morning I would write a devotion. And, you know, people prompted me, why not write a book? Because these devotionals are fantastic. They are always so encouraging. They are always so timely. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank those people, those WhatsApp contacts for encouraging me to do this. And so during COVID, I would have had some, you know, a little downtime to be able to put it together. Mm-hmm. And in this format.
And like you said, so the inspiration came from sending messages to your WhatsApp contacts. And I believe you said it was during the COVID period as well. So I think it would have been a community or fostering community was your aim at that point in time. Am I correct?
Well, it started before COVID. Mm-hmm. My initiative started before COVID. It was just a matter of me encouraging my WhatsApp contacts, even my Facebook friends, you know, because I just know that things are not always the way it seems. We are all having troubles in our life. Even though we may smile, you know, people are always facing some difficulties. And each morning as God inspires me, I would share with them. But during COVID, of course, it became even more important as people were stuck at home. And, you know, we were facing some uncertain times. And so people even appreciated it even more during those times.
Mm-hmm. And the devotional pieces, what did you touch on? Would it be like Bible verses or a particular story? What motivated the particular posts?
Most times, as I said, it would be in my devotional with God on mornings. He would give me a word. Sometimes I would wake up with a word on my heart, or sometimes it would be out of an experience that I would have had personally, or something someone told me. There were different, you know, things that mm-hmm. would encourage me to or inspire me to write those things. And as I wrote about them, you know, it was all a matter of encouraging people to build their faith in God and also their confidence in themselves. Because in this climate where we are in, and, you know, there's so much negativity around, and we are always faced and bombarded with all kinds of news and all kinds of literature to read, I wanted to be that difference, that voice that gave something spiritual, that gave something uplifting, that gave something encouraging and motivating. And I too would have been encouraged by what people would have sent back to me when they say, you know, this came just at the right moment. Mm-hmm. That would have just encouraged me to just keep on doing it, you know? And so there were different ways I got my inspiration. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I would just walk out the office and I would get a ride, because I would have prayed and asked God for a ride, and the ride would come. Mm-hmm. And then next next time I'll write a devotional on that, you know, about how God answers prayers. Before we call, he answers, you know, mm-hmm. and it will just be uplifting to somebody. So in my book, I have four chapters or four parts or sections: walk in faith, walk in favor, walk in function, and walk in freedom. The overall title of the book being Walking on Water. And it was premised on that verse, you know, where Peter was called to walk on water. And the Lord told him, come and walk on water, because he wanted to, you know. But as he took his eyes off Jesus, he began to sink. We may know that story well from Matthew 14, or some of us may not know it, but you can look it up in Matthew 14. And as he was walking on the water and he kept his eyes on Jesus, he kept walking on the water, doing the impossible. Mm-hmm. But then, when he took his eyes off Jesus, he began to sink.
Well, he lost that faith and like you said, lost sight, and then began to sink. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Exactly. And even in our own experience, you know, sometimes as we go through life, we too tend to take our eyes off Jesus, take our eyes off the purpose, lose faith, lose confidence, lose strength. And therefore, if we refocus, then we can continue to do that which we are called to do. And as I said in my book, do not allow the thing you are called to walk on be the thing that you sink into.
Mm-hmm.
You are called to walk on it, not to be, you know, captivated or captured by it or devoured by it. You are called to walk on it. So let us walk on that thing that we are called to walk on. Let us keep our eyes focused on Jesus, focus on God. And I think even as a community, as Trinidad and Tobago, even in the climate of crime, I think it's because we as a nation have taken our focus off God and our focus is elsewhere. And so the evil forces are taking over. And so we are seeing all these things happening, multiple crimes. And I live in Tobago at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Unprecedented numbers of crime in our small community of Tobago. We as a people have taken our eyes off Jesus. And if we refocus, then I think we would all be better for it.
So tell me how your book is structured. Is it like the other devotional books, like the Daily Bread, where there's a date and then that particular verse? Or is it a complete story of the different stories, like you just said, where you were inspired to find that particular verse for that story?
Yes. It's not a day, because there's only 322 devotions in this book, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or inspirations, because those were what I would have come up with at that time. So what I've discovered from people who have been reading the book is that when they're finished reading, they just start back.
Mm-hmm.
They just start back reading from one. So there's 322 devotions. And sometimes it may continue. So there might be a series of devotions, but I've made it in such a way that it's a bite size. It's a nugget. You don't have to read out an entire chapter or feel compelled to read out an entire chapter. Mm-hmm. You can just read this nugget and be satisfied. And tomorrow you can come back and read another. If you want to read more on that day, that's fine too. But it is so separated into little nuggets that each nugget has a lesson. Even though this storyline may continue for a few devotions, each entry has a lesson for you.
Mm-hmm. And is it there like a study guide to go with it? Because I know hand in hand, but most books like that give you a study workbook for you to go through the devotionals as well.
Well, I do not have a workbook, but I have a journal. And within my devotional book, I have reflections, okay? So I would tell you to pause and do certain things in the reflection. So for example, I'll just read a reflection on number 181. How does God know what we need before we ask? He's omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, immutable, and self-existent. Yet he bids us ask. On several occasions in the Bible, Jesus asked, what will you have me to do for you? The asking is not for God, but for us to be sure in our minds what we desire of him. As we internalize our need, God meets us at our point of need and answers according to his will. Question, what do you want God to do for you today? And I've left a space for you to write what you want God to do for you today. Because I've realized that in my own life, when you write the vision, it becomes clear. Don't just keep it in your mind. Write it. And if you have run out of space here, then there is an accompanying journal for you to journal. I challenge my readers to do different activities right here in the book or in the journal.
Mm-hmm. And do you plan to do other books besides this one?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I am in the process actually right now of writing another inspirational devotional book. This time I want to make it a 365. So you get 365 devotions in that book. And this one is more geared to women and young girls to build their character, to build things like confidence, resilience, faith, and to overcome things like rejection, right? In this book, as I said, it will have 365 devotions. This present book is called Walking on Water. And if you look at the acronym, it makes an acronym or a word, WOW, Walking on Water, WOW. So I follow that same WOW series. Mm-hmm. And so my next book will be Woman of Worth, Woman of Worth. And so I'll be looking at women in the Bible and lessons from their stories and how we today can use those lessons to build our characters and to strengthen our character traits as we go through this life, supporting women and to help us individually to be better persons, you know, for ourselves, for our families, for our communities, for service, to understand our purpose and to live out our purpose. It doesn't matter what age you are, young or old, doesn't matter. Each of us have a purpose. What is your purpose? And so both of my books are always intentional in terms of what is your purpose and finding your purpose and living out your purpose. So yes, my next book to be published will be Woman Worth. Mm-hmm. It has not yet gone to the publishers, but we can look out for it maybe between October and December of this year, all things being equal and God's willing.
Do you think you would write anything on law, or do you think you need a little more time to, you know, produce that type of book?
I think there's a lot of books on law. It is something that I have been thinking about. So we'll see where God leads. We'll see where God leads in that aspect. God has not told me to do a book in law. Mm-hmm. This is where my passion lies. From since the age of 10, I have been active in the church. I have been preaching God's word from the age of 10 when I couldn't even see over a podium. Mm-hmm. I would stand on a chair and preach. So that has been my calling long before law. So while I practice law, my first calling, my purpose in life is to be a beacon of light. And so that is where my strength lies. And I continue to be a lay evangelist, not here only here in Trinidad and Tobago, but throughout the Caribbean and worldwide.
Well, congratulations to you. And here's to more success with your books and, you know, continuing to bring positive words to those who who need it.
Definitely.
Another thing, just to ask, where can those who are interested in your book buy the book? Is there, do you have Instagram online presence where the snippets can be downloaded per day? Tell us how we could get in contact with you to get a book.
Most definitely. I am working towards that kind of presence as I launch into my second book. But for the moment, it is available at Scribbles and Quills in Trinidad. Mm-hmm. It is also available at JK's Bookstore in Mayaro, my hometown. And of course, you can message me on Facebook. My name is there. You will see my photo, Natasha Brown Allen, and you can always inbox me. My number to contact is 273-1844. And if you are in Tobago, of course, you call me directly. And I also deliver to Trinidad via TT Post. So persons who don't want to venture out or don't want to go into these places, you know, Chaguanas or Mayaro might be too far for them, they contact me and I also deliver to them via TT Post. And of course, it's available on Amazon in both hard copy and digital format
as well. So all bases covered so far.
Yes.
And the name of the book is Walking on Water. Thank you so much, Miss Brown Allen, for being with us here on Freedom 106.5 FM and giving us an insight into your book. And yeah, let's hope we see you very soon.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. And I really hope that people will reach out to get this book, even as a gift for your loved ones, you know, birthday, it doesn't matter, Christmas, I love you, just for you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone will benefit from it. So thank you for having me. God bless you and have a wonderful rest of the day.
Same to you. Thanks so much.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.